It all depends on what you're going to be using it for.
What would you call it?
Well, you suppose you was going to... Now, I used to do that. I'd fix my boards that away and my plank on there mm-hmm. when I was dressing lumber with a hand plane mm-hmm. and fix a fork end up there, dress it with a hand plane.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that kind of frame a sawhorse too?
You could. You could if you wanted to, yeah. You hand saw you was on there and you'd have a measure. A lot of times at way back yonder when carpenters were working on houses and things, they'd have one fixed like that and they'd have it marked off.
Mm-hmm.
So many feet, you know. And if they wanted a piece of stuff cut 4 feet, holler somebody, cut me a piece 4 feet long, whatever who was there cutting, he knew just the side down there and it sawed off right here. Well, uh-huh. he knew what 4 feet was, 6 or 8, that was cut off for it.
And what kinds of fences do people used to have?
Well, way back then, there was just two kinds of fence that I know anything at all about. One of them was a rail fence, and the other was a pew fence.
What's a pew fence?
A pew fence, when I come down here, that's the first thing I did. I fenced in 40 acres of land over there with pews. And we cut these little pin oak trees that split good, mm-hmm. and we split out them pews. About that thick.
About 2 inches?
About, not 2 inches thick. No, that was too thick to nail on. About an inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd take them and nail them up and make them in 8-foot panels, and we'd nail them pew up there for the fence with nails.
Which direction would they go? This way or up and down?
No, they'd go lengthways this way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about a picket fence. When we used to have picket fences here, well, we put them up and down. You know, mm-hmm. put your land on the bottom and top and nail the pickets on them and sharpen the top of them off.
How would you build a rail fence?
Well, we had lots of rail fences. And if you're going to build a rail fence, you lay your one rail down here like this, and your next rail would come down here like this,
mm-hmm.
and your next rail would come down here like this. And you just go right on out of the way and get your fence built.
What do you say you're doing when you lay down the first rail? You call that anything?
Not especially, more than you just...
What about a worm?
A worm?
Laying the worm?
We never did call no worm. I don't recall none of my people ever calling the bottom rail the worm rail. Of course, a lot of times the worms got in that rail all right. You know what I
uh-huh.
mean. But it could have been that way, but...
What if you had a rail fence and you wanted to make it a little taller or to secure the end rails better? You could take a rail and drive it down the ground like this, then another one, drive it down.
You didn't have to drive them down. You could take that rail lid and set that end of it over yonder by the side of this fence, down over here like that, and drop another one in there, and you had it staked.
Uh-huh.
It was staked good. I had built a lot of it. You know, I used to. When I was a kid, that's all the kind of fence you seen was a rail fence. Split them rails and make them.
How long would they last?
Long time. If you made them out of that good old heart poplar,
mm-hmm.
they stayed here for a long time. Well, I know I went to rail fences where my granddaddy lived back yonder years ago. After I was grown and got some of them old timey rails there when we had them old school holes, and you had to and make a school with hole, and you make a you take one of them things 5 or 6 feet long, one of them old poplar rails,
mm-hmm.
and you'd make you a handle this size for fit your hand, and put it through that eye of that school with hole, and then wedge it on there. That's what you done your hoeing with, cutting your briars and your bushes and things. I made them whole handles out of them old cypress rails that was cut there. And they'd been there for 50 years, I reckon, or more.
Cypress doesn't rot or anything, does it?
No, cypress lasts a long time, but if you got the right kind of cypress, it works good.
Mm-hmm.